highest court in Massachusetts is threatening to release some prison inmates unless the state finds them attorneys. The state can't find enough court-appointed lawyers because the wages are so low, and the court finds that to be a violation of the prisoners' constitutional rights. Pippin Ross reports.
At the Hampden County Courthouse, one of Massachusetts' busiest, more than 100 arraignments are scheduled. Minutes before putting on his robe and heading to the bench, Judge William Tien has a question for his secretary.
Susan, would you tell me who is on the bar advocate list today for courtroom one?
Zero.
Thank you.
He's hoping to avoid another day of sending people who can't afford lawyers to jail, where they must wait until attorneys become available. A few hours later, William Caldwell stands outside of the courthouse, upset and confused by why two of his friends, one arrested for drunk driving, the other for drug dealing, were sent to jail. Not because they were found guilty, but because they couldn't have bail hearings without public defenders to represent them.
If they take the court-appointed lawyers away, there's going to be a lot more people locked up. They're going to run out of room in jail.
They already are. In just 3 months, the population in one of the state's largest prisons has swelled by 40% because an increasing number of lawyers are refusing to accept cases representing the poor. Anthony Bonavita, the president of the county's Bar Advocates Association, says despite repeated requests, the state legislature hasn't increased what's paid to public defenders for almost a quarter of a century. $30 an hour is about a third of what other states pay for the work Bonavita describes as stressful and time-consuming.
Because the bottom line here is you're defending people's constitutional rights. But we're having a problem attracting attorneys to do that because they can't afford to keep doing this type of work at these rates.
The shortage of court-appointed lawyers prompted the American Civil Liberties Union to file a suit on behalf of 50 indigent clients it claims are being held in jail because the state is unable to find them lawyers. Attorneys on the other side are urging the court to keep the people in jail, saying they're a safety risk. ACLU lawyer David Hoos says the court realizes it can't mandate the legislature to come up with more money, but still, it can do something.
I think that the court's response to that was, oh yeah, well, if we can't do that, watch what we can do. We can start dismissing cases. We can start letting people out of jail.
Remarkably, the judges named in the lawsuit support the high court's position. If lawyers finally get higher wages, says William Tien, the Hampden County Courthouse's chief administrative judge, it will bring him and everyone else who sits on the bench enormous relief.
We're coping on a daily basis with what their ethical and legal responsibilities and obligations are vis-a-vis the defendants, vis-a-vis the community in terms of safety. But ultimately, to resolve it, it has to do with money.
Lawyers defending the state yesterday asked the Chief Justice to hold off on releasing prisoners who've been held without legal representation. Meanwhile, the legislature has approved funds to hire 3 full-time public defenders, a move that the ACLU argued is not a solution to the shortage. For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross.